Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with us. Russell Brown is our guest, our good friend, the author of Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business and Preparing Your Business for Sale, and his software program that I recommend to you heartily, BizPricer. You can find that at BizPricer.com. Russ, is that right?
Yes, correct. BizPricer.com. BizPricer.com.
All right, so check it out. And if they buy your program, because if they mention my name, you're going to give them a lot of little goodies, aren't you? Maybe an extra book or two.
I'll tell you what, I'll give them a copy of my book that we're talking from right now.
Right.
You know, the best-selling book, right, recommended by Kiplinger.
Kiplinger, right. Folks, that's a good deal. That's $40 book, so maybe $140 for all I know. And he's going to give it to you, folks. So thanks for that love, Russell. Thank you for taking care of my folks. So, folks, check it out there, BizPricer.com. Russell, let's put a bow on this thing. We're talking about how do you decide. The first segment, we talked about, you know, making sure you know you're going to sell a business. The second segment, we talked about, you know, who would you, you know, getting your stuff ready, getting your financials and all the paperwork ready, documenting what people would want if they were going to buy your business, as well as who would be a good prospect for you. Now, we're ready to go and actually talk to somebody about selling the business. What's the next step?
Well, as I said, we're not ready to talk to someone about selling the business yet. Yeah, because what you've done now is you've identified the type of buyer you're going to want to approach, and now you have the information. You've identified the buyer. Now, I believe at this point it's the best thing now to get a sense of what a fair market value would be for your business, not what you want to get, not what you think you want to get, but what a fair market value would be. And this is accomplished by someone that knows how to appraise a business now, not again, as you said before just before the break, but not a realtor necessarily. Mm-hmm. Now, there are realtors who know how to do this, but you got to get somebody that has done this, who knows the things to look for in selling a business, because one of the key things is to be able to understand how to pull back some of those expenses that the business incurs and recast the earnings by reclaiming some of those expenses that aren't necessary to the operation of the business.
What Russell's talking about, folks, is you've as you operate your business, you have a set of expenses that you have gotten comfortable with. Another person buying this business might feel completely different. So the statements, the financial statements, the operating budgets have to be recast, as you said, so that they conform more to what another person, what the average person would spend and maybe earn, and that actually could make your business look a lot more valuable than with your own expenses, right, Russ?
That's absolutely correct, and it's absolutely essential that you do this, and it's essential that you either get someone who knows how to do this, or, as I don't want to keep touting BizPricer, but it does it for you, leads you through the process of recapturing all those types of expenses. And let me just give you a quick example of one to illustrate what I'm talking about. You know, there's businesses, most businesses are part of some larger organization of similar businesses, mm-hmm. You know, a trade group of some kind.
Right.
And a lot of times there's annual gatherings of these individuals for business purposes, to get together and listen to lectures and so on and
right.
so forth, sometimes called conventions
right.
and that. Okay, well, a lot of times, a small business, not only are you the main worker in the business, you're the president of the company, and frequently the wife is either the secretary or right. treasurer and all that. So you, let's say this convention's being held in Las Vegas.
I got 30 seconds, Russell.
Okay, this kind of an expense is not absolutely necessary to the running of the business for you and your wife to go to a convention in Las Vegas.
That's a good example, Russell. I got to wrap it up. The main thing I want to point out, folks, is you need to have a better understanding of what your business is worth. Otherwise, you may be on a futile exercise, and also it may not be worth as much as you need in order to make a living afterwards. Right, Russ?
That's right.
Yeah. Hey,
that's
Russ, thanks
correct.
For being here, folks. Check out BizPricer, BizPricer.com. It'll help you. Thanks, Russ. See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.